Today on Theologically Thinking, words by Father Stanley Harricus.
The What's and Whys of Our Church, originally written for the National Herald. Should you be a martyr? What a question, should you be a martyr? For the contemporary mind, it has all the marks of a psychological illness. Who, in his or her good senses, would respond with yes? But if we look at the question more carefully, more precisely, we could understand the question differently. We might even conclude that we have no alternative but to respond affirmatively to this question. The key, of course, is the meaning of martyr. As you can guess, it is a Greek word, and first and foremost, it means a witness. It is precisely the word in Greek that describes those persons in court who are sworn to give testimony, which is a declaration of what the witness has seen and heard. Very early in the Orthodox Christian tradition, being a martyr meant being a witness to one's belief as a Christian. It meant sharing the Christian faith with others. Thus, Jesus said to his disciples, "You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Acts 1:8. At first, it was only the apostles who were martyrs of Christ. So St. Peter said that this privilege was given not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses. Acts 10:41. But rapidly the meaning of being a witness of what Christ did and said was expanded to include others. An example is St. Paul. Following his conversion experience on the road to Damascus, St. Paul is told that he is to be a witness for him to all men. Acts 22:15. Soon, every Christian was called upon to share their Christian faith with others, family, friends, and associates of all kinds. In the beginning, and over the centuries, sometimes being a witness to the Christian faith produced reaction and antagonism. Sometimes it provoked persecution. Christians are not themselves allowed to instigate persecution, but when they are challenged about their belief, they are required to declare it boldly. Persecution sometimes means loss of job or property, and in the extreme, even loss of life. Those who suffered for the faith were our first saints. We honored those holy martyrs, asking them to pray for us. As one hymn puts it, "Your souls, O holy martyrs, were filled with an insatiable love. Not denying Christ, you endured great sufferings and torments. You kept the faith unaltered and unharmed." They were martyred in a second meaning. We too rarely may have to suffer for Christ in His church. We should always be ready for it, but there is no exception for the martyrdom of witnessing to our faith with the way we live our lives and how we speak of our faith to others. Should you be a martyr? As an Orthodox Christian, you can't help but answer yes. Your life itself is your witness.
You've been listening to Theologically Thinking with words by Father Stanley Harricus. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.